You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Like we said yesterday, the Bulls truly have gone berserk. Because today, that is September 3rd, again Indian equity benchmarks were at record closing highs. In fact, a brokerage even said that Nifty scaling above 24,000 looks realistic. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast, where I'll give you all the top developments from India and around the world. But before I share more details about the market rally, let's first take a look at some more top stories of the day. Well, you'd be happy to know that with lockdown norms relaxed, Indian services activity rebounded at the fastest pace in 18 months in August. A survey found that the expansion took place amid strong inflows of new work and improved demand conditions. The seasonally adjusted India Services Business Activity Index rose from 45.4 in July to 56.7 in August as the reopening of several establishments and increased customer footfall boosted sales. The IHS Market Survey says that the services sector also witnessed the first expansion in output in 4 months and a rebound in business confidence. Meanwhile, on the prices front, service providers indicated that higher fuel, retail, and transport prices pushed up their expenses in August. Well, in updates from across the globe, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has said that he would step down as the Prime Minister after a one-year tenure marred by an unpopular COVID-19 response and rapidly dwindling public support. Suga's decision to not run in a ruling Liberal Democratic Party election in September means that the party will have to choose a new leader who will then become the Prime Minister. Well, to everyone's surprise, Suga addressed a scrum of journalists for less than 2 minutes at his office and left the venue amid shouts for more explanation. He said he would hold a news conference as early as next week. He told reporters, and I quote, "I want to focus on coronavirus response, so I told the LDP executive meeting that I've decided not to run in the party leadership race," unquote. Meanwhile, in the US, a flash flood has killed at least 44 people in northeastern states as remnants of Hurricane Ida unleashed torrential rains that swept away cars, submerged New York City subway lanes, and grounded airline flights. Across large swaths of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut, residents spent the day with waterlogged basements, power outages, damaged roofs, and calls for help from friends and family members stranded by flooding. US President Joe Biden has declared that an emergency exists in the state of New Jersey and New York, and he has ordered federal assistance to supplement local response efforts. Moving on to some better news, India's Paralympian Praveen Kumar has clinched the silver medal in men's high jump T64 event today. This takes India's medal haul to 11 in the ongoing Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games. The 18-year-old, competing in his debut Paralympics, set a new Asian record with a 2.07 meter jump. Now, coming back to market updates. Indian equity benchmarks surged to fresh peaks today, led by metal, auto, and energy stocks. The Sensex rose 277 points to end at 58,100, while the broader Nifty 50 benchmark climbed 89 points to finish at 17,320. Both indices ended with record closing highs. In fact, brokerage Elara Securities predicted that the rally is likely to continue and the Nifty is set to hit the 19,600 mark in the medium term and 24,400 mark in the long run. Meanwhile, investors around the globe awaited US jobs data, which is due later in the day, to ascertain the pace and timing of the Federal Reserve's tapering of asset purchases. Well, on the other hand, China has decided to set up a third stock exchange in Beijing. President Xi Jinping said that China will set up its third mainland stock exchange to serve private companies in its capital, expanding official support for entrepreneurs in the state-dominated economy. The announcement comes as China's companies face mounting hurdles to raise money on Wall Street or in other Western markets, where some of its biggest enterprises have raised billions of dollars. Moving on to an update on the health front. An expert has said that a new variant of coronavirus, C.1.2, which has been detected in South Africa and some other countries, could be more infectious than earlier strains and may even evade vaccines. Dr. Vasant Nagwekar, who is also a member of Maharashtra's COVID task force, said that the new variant also has a mutation rate that is nearly twice as fast as the rate of other variants. He, however, said it requires more detailed study as very little is known about the variant yet. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back on Monday with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.